What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. For the next 3 weeks, on Echoes of Indiana Avenue, we'll be celebrating the music of the late, great Naptown guitarist Bill Jennings. We'll be listening to recordings Jennings made throughout his life. During his legendary career, Bill Jennings made important contributions to multiple genres of music, including jazz, blues, rock and roll, and rhythm and blues. Despite the importance of his work, Bill Jennings remains largely forgotten in Naptown today. That's a shame, as Jennings was one of the most influential guitarists of his generation, inspiring many jazz and blues guitar greats, including B.B. King and Wes Montgomery. And Jennings recorded with some of the biggest stars in American music, including Louis Jordan, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, and many others. Bill Jennings was born in Indianapolis in September of 1919. Jennings developed a unique sound on the electric guitar. He was left-handed, and he learned to play by flipping his guitar upside down, with the high strings on top and the low strings on the bottom. Jennings had a deep bag of musical tricks, and his unique method of executing slides and string bends gave him a sound like no other guitarist. Jennings began playing music professionally as a teenager, and he performed on Indiana Avenue throughout his career. Jennings' first big break came in the late 1930s when Bill Jennings and his brother Al formed a group with the former Ink Spot star Jerry Daniels. Performing as the Three Spades, the group became radio stars in Indianapolis and Cincinnati. Up next, we'll listen to three tracks the group cut in 1937. We'll hear the Three Spades performing Rusty Hinge, Yeah Man, and Pan Pan.
Rusty Hinge on a bend.
Well, maybe he means swing section.
Yes, drink a bladder. Now look what a mess you're in. Rusty Hinge on a bend. Never satisfied with what I've got. Da-da, I'm good for nothing. Rusty Hinge on a bend. I've been drinking that corn till Gable blows his horn. That music gets me swinging. Maybe I don't.
Wait till you see Linda Brown. She's a hottest gal in town. Turns Harlem upside down. Yeah, man, swell me cool, a big time man. She walks just like a monkey's cat. She got a lot of this and that. Yeah, man,
she's sizzling hot, she's steaming.
She'll put you in a fall.
She's got a walk that makes me holler.
Oh, you dog. I don't care if you're young or old, if you're broke or if you're old. Knock in a human cold. Yeah, man
information will describe your face. We'll take the stand and review your case. Of course, we know on the other hand
the one for miles around can equal your fan.
Whoa.
Fan, fan, looks like a beast. Fan, 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 must be a moose. Fan, 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 boy, you got some fan.
A few years back, Lazy Bones was the attraction. But since you came around with your low mile action, and that streamlined figure ought to give you a hand.
Why?
Superstar to rip the Susan Bass Band.
Oh, band, band.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the first part of our three-part series paying tribute to the late Naptown guitarist Bill Jennings. He was born in Indianapolis in September of 1919. We just heard three tracks Jennings recorded in 1937 with the Three Spades. That group featured the former Ink Spot star Jerry Daniels on lead vocals. Jennings' career was briefly interrupted by World War II. He spent 3 years in the South Pacific with the Navy. But after the war, Jennings returned to music, and his next recording date came in 1946, cutting several sides with the famous jazz violinist Stuff Smith. We'll hear two of those tracks now. Up Jumped the Devil and Night Falls Again.
I know that apples grow on the apple tree and pears grow on that other kind of sort of tree. Now this is ain't no joke, 'cause it's puzzling me. Why should the devil jump up and hold me back? So my night falls again. Darkness all around me. My night falls again. I know I'll start to weep.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard two tracks from jazz violinist Stuff Smith, and those recordings featured Naptown's own Bill Jennings on electric guitar. Perhaps the biggest break of Jennings' career came in 1949 when he joined Louis Jordan's famous Timpani Five Band. Louis Jordan was one of the most influential and popular American musicians of the mid-20th century. He was known as the King of the Jukebox, and he's been widely recognized as one of the early pioneers of rock and roll music. Jennings toured and recorded with Jordan from 1949 to 1951. And up next, we'll hear four sides Jennings cut during his time with the Jordan Band. Blue Light Boogie, Louisville Lodge Meeting, It's a Great, Great Pleasure, and Weak-Minded Blues.
I went to a party with a Bobby Sox. At the party, I really got a shock. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
Down around Mobile, attended them in Richmond where they rocked for real. I fell in on a barbecue in Birmingham. I went in like a lion and came out like a lamb. I messed around in Memphis, thought it was the end. Oh, Mr. What a Session, thought I'd never mend. But I can tell you now, I never lived until that fine lodge meeting down in Louisville.
It was crazy. It was crazy. They was balling and a brawling Thursday night till Friday morning.
a great, great pleasure, a great, great, great big thrill. When you got your baby and a whole lot of time to kill. Did you ever get a feeling that your feet had turned to stones? Do you ever get a feeling that your feet had turned to stones? Do you get a funny feeling running up and down your bones? That's rheumatism.
Touch that dial. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Bill Jennings after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the first part of our three-part series paying tribute to the late Naptown guitarist Bill Jennings. He was born in Indianapolis in September of 1919. Bill Jennings was one of the most influential guitarists of his generation, but sadly, he remains largely forgotten in Naptown today. Before the break, we heard four songs Jennings cut during his time with Louis Jordan's Timpani Five. Jennings performed with the Timpani Five during the peak years of Jordan's popularity. During this time, Jordan was cutting sessions with music icons like Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. And up next, we'll hear two tracks Jennings cut with Ella Fitzgerald during his time in the Louis Jordan Band. From 1950, this is Louis Jordan and Ella Fitzgerald with I'll Never Be Free and Ain't Nobody's Business But My Own.
Each time I somebody new, my arms grow cold, aching for you. No one can take your place,
darling, in my embrace.
I'll never be free. Everybody's got a business, and I've got one too. You can't got a gal, you love her Sunday, then you get another for Monday.
Ain't nobody's business but my own. You say you always home alone. Now how come I can't get you on the phone?
That ain't nobody's business but my own.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
This is the first part of our three-part series paying tribute to the late Naptown guitar great Bill Jennings. We just heard two tracks Jennings cut during his time in Louis Jordan's Timpani Five Band. Jennings performed with Jordan from 1949 to 1951. After leaving Jordan's group, Jennings began performing with the great jazz organist Wild Bill Davis. Up next, we'll hear a session they cut in 1951, a classic blues track titled Eyesight to the Blind. After that, we'll hear Tin Whistle Blues, an unusual record Jennings cut in 1952 with the legendary jazz trumpet player Hot Lips Page.
Yes, I do declare that she's pretty, and the whole state knows she's fine. I do declare that she's pretty, and the whole state knows she's fine. Every time she starts a loving, she brings eyesight to the blind.
I can blow low, I can blow high.
can blow slow, then I can fly. Play any riff that you choose. When my old 10-cent tin whistle plays the blues.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard Wild Bill Davis with Eyesight to the Blind and Hot Lips Page with Tin Whistle Blues. And both of those tracks featured the late, great Naptown guitarist Bill Jennings. And this is the first episode in our three-part series paying tribute to Jennings' life and music. And we have time for one more session. Up next, we'll hear a pair of tracks Jennings cut with bandleader Chris Powell in 1951. This is Chris Powell and his Blue Flames with Talking. And that's right. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the echoes of Indiana Avenue. Thanks for tuning in for the first episode in our three-part series paying tribute to the late, great Naptown guitarist Bill Jennings. I hope you join us here on the Avenue next week for part two, as we explore Bill Jennings' contributions to early rock and roll music. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
When you get